I also want to ask you about the situation in Minnesota. Just this week, Don Lemon was arrested. The journalist Don Lemon was arrested along with another independent journalist. And this was despite the fact that a magistrate judge in an appeals court refused to approve the request. And the chief federal district judge, Patrick Schiltz, wrote that there was no evidence that Mr. Lemon engaged in any criminal behavior or conspired to do so. So when do you believe that Mr. Lemon crossed the line from reporting on what was going on to criminal activity?
Conveniently missing from what you just showed, George, is the appellate court and a judge on the appellate court who said just a few days later there was clearly probable cause and it wasn't even a close question. So, and by the way, a grand jury, which is what our system has set up to determine whether probable cause exists, concluded that there was probable cause. That indictment is now public. Everybody in this country can pull it up and read for themselves and see what the grand jury found that Mr. Lemon did. I am not going to comment on the charges specifically because it's not appropriate, but it's interesting that we talk about the First Amendment right. You have a right of freedom of religion, which is just as important as any other right that we have. George, I don't know if you've watched the videos or read the indictment about what it's alleged that Mr. Lemon did, but if anybody in this country thinks that is, quote, independent journalism, I would like to have a conversation with you. Now, he's obviously has a very good lawyer. He can raise defenses in court to the extent he wants to, but nobody in this country should feel comfortable storming into a church while it's ongoing and disrupting that church service and thinking that we're just going to stand by and let that happen, because there is a statute that does not allow that to happen. It doesn't matter if you happen to be a former CNN journalist. It doesn't matter if you're a rioter. It doesn't matter if you think you're peacefully protesting. You are not allowed to do that.